O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle, the second song of Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found.
Call upon him when he draws near.
Let the wicked forsake their ways,
and the evil ones their thoughts.
And let them turn to the Lord,
and he will have compassion.
And to our God, for he will richly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts,
nor your ways my ways, says the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
so are my ways higher than your ways,
and my thoughts than your thoughts.
For as rain and snow fall from the heavens,
and return not again, but water the earth,
bringing forth life and giving growth,
seed for sowing and bread for eating,
so is my word that goes forth from my mouth.
It will not return to me empty,
but it will accomplish that which I have purposed,
and prosper in that for which I sent it. Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illuminates all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 5. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I pray. Give ear to my words, O Lord, give heed to my sighing. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I plead my case to you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil will not sojourn with you. The boastful will not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in all of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouths. Their hearts are destruction. Their throats are open graves. They flatter with their tongues. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, so that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover them with favor as with a shield. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I pray.
The word today comes from Matthew 15, verses 1 through 9. Then Pharisees and legal experts came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why are your disciples breaking the elders' rules handed down to us? They don't ritually purify their hands by washing before they eat." Jesus replied, "Why do you break the command of God by keeping the rules handed down to you? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and the person who speaks against father or mother will certainly be put to death. But you say, 'If you tell your father or mother everything I'm expected to contribute to you, I'm giving to God as a gift,' then you don't have to honor your father. So you do away with God's law for the sake of the rules that have been handed down to you. Hypocrites! Isaiah really knew what he was talking about when he prophesied about you. 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. Their worship of me is empty, since they teach instructions that are human rules.'" Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading for meditation and reflection. When the church, the pulpit, and the pews get united, and God's people are all of one mind, Christianity is like a red-hot ball rolling over the earth, and all the hosts of death and hell cannot stand before it. This is from Dwight L. Moody, Prevailing Prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of the sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that the sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prayer for agriculture. Almighty God, we thank you for making the earth fruitful so that it might produce what is needed for life. Bless those who work in the fields. Give us seasonable weather. and grant that we may all share the fruits of the earth. Rejoicing in your goodness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for the future of the human race. O God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us and given us dominion over all the earth. Increase our reverence before the mystery of life and give us new insight into your purposes for the human race and new wisdom and determination in making provision for its future in accordance with your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Collect of the Week. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. God be in your mouth and in your speaking. God be in your heart and in your thinking. God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.